It's been described as a biological time bomb, the worst upsurge in decades. This time last year, swarms of desert locusts started to spread across countries in the Horn of Africa, devastating crops and people's livelihoods. FAO's emergency campaign appealed for urgent action to avoid a looming locust plague and humanitarian crisis. Now, 1 year on, are we winning the fight? I put that question to FAO's senior locust forecasting officer, Keith Cressman. Keith, when we spoke a year ago, it was just as the desert locust swarms were starting to invade the Horn of Africa. Could you briefly sum up the events of the last year?
Well, a lot has happened in the past year. You know, the last time we spoke a year ago, swarms were just invading Kenya in the Horn of Africa. They're spreading through other countries in the region. And since that time now, there has been several generations of breeding. So what that means is that the locust numbers have just increased further. And this is mainly due to exceptionally good weather conditions for the locusts. The problem did not remain only in the Horn of Africa, but last summer there was a very important threat to West Africa. Fortunately, that did not occur, but there was an additional extension of the current upsurge in Southwest Asia. So in countries like Iran, Pakistan, and India. Fortunately, at the end of the summer, by very intensive efforts of those countries, you know, the upsurge was brought under control there. But it still remains in the greater Horn of Africa. So that basically means Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Yemen. And that's what we're facing now again this year. And it's very interesting because, you know, when we last spoke a year ago, you know, as I mentioned, swarms were invading Kenya. Well, that's what they're doing again now. They started invading Kenya from the north, from eastern Ethiopia, from central Somalia, just before Christmas. And this was predicted. So similarly to, you know, to what happened last year, again, it's not a surprise. We were expecting this.
And are we in a better position now? Are we better placed to fight the desert locust this year?
Much, much better. You know, last year at this time, we were in a very, very precarious situation. We had, you know, huge numbers of locust swarms had developed and they were moving and invading, you know, countries that had not seen locusts for 70 years, you know, such as Kenya, other countries. It was a worse situation in more than a quarter of a century. They just simply were not prepared to respond to such a large scale invasion. They weren't trained. They had no resources, no vehicles, no spray equipment, no pesticides, no aircraft, you know, no logisticians, you know, all of the elements, the components that you need in order to invoke a successful control campaign. So we were really, let's say, trying to catch up very, very quickly. We had no funding. You know, we were, let's say, desperate. Collectively desperate, I should say. And the countries and FAO, you know, obviously we were scrambling, doing the best we could at that time, but it was not enough. We had to really, really upscale. And that's what's been achieved. So now, here we are in January 2021. It means we have everything in place. Yes, we do have shortages of funding to keep those operations going, and this is extremely critical. But at least we're not at the stage of having to look for aircraft or having to order equipment from abroad and wait for it to be delivered. All of the countries have those elements in place.
The FAO-led emergency response has seen incredible international support, including the mobilisation of funds to tackle the swarms and prevent a humanitarian crisis. Are we succeeding in the fight against desert locusts?
In a nutshell, we are succeeding. Yes. If we had not been what we've been doing for the past year, we would have seen a plague by now. You know, swarms from West Africa to India, from the equator to the Mediterranean. We don't see that. So I think that that's, you know, confirmation that we are succeeding. We have probably less locust swarms than we did a year ago. That doesn't mean that, you know, we can sit back and relax, but, you know, there's a lot of work to do. But I think the response, as you mentioned, from the international community has been exceptionally good. Globally, more than 2.8 million hectares were treated in 2020. And that's an extraordinary achievement. These efforts, of course, they've saved enormous amounts of crop production. An estimated 2.7 million tons of crops were saved last year. That's enough, you know, to feed 18 million people for an entire year. The cost of that that was saved is something around $800 million. And you put that into balance with, you know, what did it cost to save that, you know, production? We received last year $194 million. So, you know, with that investment, we're able to save, you know, $800 million worth of food. You know, in addition, we're able to protect and safeguard 1.2 million households, their livelihoods. So, you know, while desert locusts are extremely devastating, obviously, the response in the past year has been exceptionally good. And of course, you have to remember we're competing against other emergencies, you know, such as COVID-19.
Indeed, 2020 was a particularly challenging year. What can we expect for this year? Will the current upsurge continue?
The problem is that the weather continues to favor the locusts. And, you know, in the past, locust upsurges, locust plagues, they collapse because of two factors. Because of the human intervention, you know, the control operations, everything that we're trying to do to reduce locust numbers, and a failure in the weather. And so far, we're seeing the former. I mean, we see those upscaled control operations working very well. I mean, more than 21 aircraft are in operation in Eastern Africa. But we haven't seen the break in the weather. We had, again, an extraordinary weather event last month in the Horn of Africa, right exactly where the locusts were. We had a cyclone in December. Cyclones don't occur in the Horn of Africa in December, but this is the second year in a row where we've had that. So until we see, you know, kind of a break in the weather, and what does that mean? It means a failure of seasonal rains, essentially, or very unusually cold temperatures or strange winds that might carry all the locusts into the ocean and where they would perish. But until we see that, we still have, you know, the challenge to manage this locust upsurge and try to reduce its impacts on food security and people's livelihoods. So for this year, 2021, and basically from now until summertime, we need $80 million. And the majority of this would be spent on maintaining those essential control operations by air and by ground, as well as protecting the livelihoods.
That was Keith Cressman, FAO's Senior Locust Forecasting Officer.